Medford.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145/92, and then I had a heart attack.
182/100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150/90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180/110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Watch what?
And now, before the next show starts, let's enjoy an intermission. You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn, a complete assortment of delicious candy, and a full line of cigarettes. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now. A tasty treat will double your enjoyment of the show. For your convenience, we shall keep you informed of the remaining intermission time, 3 minutes before the next show starts. The next show will start in 2 minutes.
Just a minute, folks. Yes, that's all it takes to visit our refreshment counter in the lobby. There you'll find popcorn and an assortment of popular candy bars to please every taste. Try one of these delicious candy bars. Big Time, Butternut, Milkshake, Payday. Topped with Hollywood's super rich coating of the kind you like best. They taste wonderful, they're delicious, they're nutritious. Get one at our confection counter in the lobby now.
The next show will start in 1 minute.
Here we go, Medford. It's Watch This with Chris Earle from 5 to 7 p.m. It's a movie show. I talk about movies and I play the movie soundtracks on my five flicks today. My five flicks are from 1980 and up today. From 1980, we have Flash Gordon. From 1990, we have The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, Rock and Roll Detective. From 2000, we have The Wonder Boys, or just Wonder Boys, rather. 2007, The Wrestler. And from 2016, it's La La Land. Soundtracks and movie discussion and some trivia and other tidbits coming up for you on Watch This with Chris Earle on WMFO 91.5 FM here in Medford. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. Let's start on up, shall we? Flick number one, Flash Gordon.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
I like to play with things a while before annihilation.
Pathetic Earthlings! Who can save you now?
Flash!
Imaged in the Imperial Vortex.
Flash! Ah! You saved everyone else!
Remove the Earth Woman. Prepare her for our pleasure!
Flash! Ah!
Don't kill him yet, Father. I warned him.
He's a miracle
man! Go, Flash, go!
SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later.
I like to play with things a while
before annihilation.
We'll be right back.
Shall not enter.
We, the people of Ardencia, we have suffered since you blasted our kingdom. I can offer you nothing this year except my loyalty.
Prince Thun, we prize nothing more highly. And tell us, how great is this loyalty to your emperor?
Without measure.
We are delighted to hear it. Fall on your sword.
Flash Gordon, quarterback, New York Jets.
Dale Arden, Your Highness.
Pathetic earthlings. Hurling your bodies out into the void. Come closer. Let us see you.
It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We are talking about Flash Gordon first here on Watch This with Chris Earle. Flash Gordon is a movie that came out in 1980, and here we are 38 years later, and it's still doing very well cult-wise, considered one of the best sci-fi movies of all time, despite all of its cheesy lines and not necessarily the best special effects, but it was a $20 million movie. The music, of course, the soundtrack was by Queen, and also a guy named Howard Blake, which is in the background here. He did the orchestral suite. He did the orchestra for Flash Gordon. It's one of my favorite movies, of course, which is why it's on this Five Flicks today. So I'm going to play a little bit more of Queen as well as this Howard Blake while I talk about Flash Gordon a little bit. It gained a huge cult following after it came out. It was always played on HBO over and over again, which made a young boy named Chris very happy because I could always see Flash Gordon over and over again. So me and my friends always watch Flash Gordon. I guess it's kind of a boys' movie, but I know a lot of girls that love Flash Gordon. And of course, years later in Ted, you could see Ted run into the star, Sam J. Jones, a New York quarterback for the Jets Ted, partying with him. Of course, he's playing a sillier version of himself. It was produced by Dino De Laurentiis, directed by Mike Hodges, came out in 1980, had a running time of 114 minutes. December 5th, 1980 was the actual release date, distributed by Universal Pictures. The budget was $20 million. It only made $27.1 million, so the sequels that were planned did not exist, unfortunately. Sam J. Jones, Melody Anderson was the lead in it as well, Max von Sydow, Ornella Muti, Timothy Dalton, 007 himself, Brian Blessed, was in it as well. And for those of you who don't know Flash Gordon, it was a comic book hero, and it was also a serial in the 30s. Serial meaning a film series, not what you would eat for breakfast. So a football player and his friends travel to planet Mongo, and they find themselves fighting the tyranny of Ming the Merciless to save Earth. It's got an IMDb rating of 6.5 out of 10. Some interesting things in this. Four 007 actors appear in this movie. Max von Sydow, Timothy Dalton, Topol, and a young Robbie Coltrane could be found in the movie. Some more trivia. Ming's costume weighed over 70 pounds, so Max von Sydow could only stand in it for a few minutes at a time. All the main cast members were signed for multiple films, but the first movie didn't do as well as they expected, so the sequels were never actually made. Schwarzenegger was turned down for the lead role because of his Austrian accent. So he was going to play Flash Gordon. George Lucas, of course, loved the old Universal Flash Gordon serials as a kid, and he wanted to make a modern version based on the comic strips. But since the Federico Fellini was optioning the rights at the time, so Lucas wrote Star Wars: A New Hope instead with his original characters. You wonder if Flash Gordon by George Lucas would have had as big an impact as Star Wars. Who knows? Flash's t-shirt was a gift from an anonymous female fan. Flash wears it a lot, hoping he would eventually meet the woman. One of the feast items in the Hawkmen's kingdom was Twinkies that were colored with food dye. Sam J. Jones, the lead, had a falling out with Dino De Laurentiis, the producer, over lack of payment and refused to go into the recording studio to redub his lines. So most of his dialogue was actually dubbed. Prince Volton in the film says, "Who wants to live forever?" Which, interestingly, is a Queen song they use. This is the first movie for which Queen did the soundtrack, and the other was Highlander a few years later in 1986. So Queen actually used the line, "Who wants to live forever," for Highlander later on in 1986. Just one of my favorite movies. It's got all kinds of action scenes, of course, just like Star Wars and the old serials of the 30s and 40s. You had all these things in short little 5 to 10 minute clips, maybe 20 minutes, and it would always end on a cliffhanger into the next serial that you would see next week. They used to do it on the radio as well. And like I said, all my friends love this movie. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Flash Gordon from my era. Usually everybody loves this movie. Some great movie quotes in it. A lot of cheesy acting, but a lot of great stuff too. Max von Sydow is just fantastic in it. The credits are played along with various clips of the comic book strips at the beginning, and at the very end, you have a closing credit cliffhanger that says "the end" with a question mark, because Ming picks up his ring at the end after Ming has been supposedly disposed of. Spoiler alert. The movie is 38 years old, everybody, but if you have not seen it, go out and see Flash Gordon from 1980. I love it. I think you'll love it. And let's listen to a little bit more from Flash Gordon and Queen from the soundtrack, as well as a couple of clips here. And, of course, Mr. Howard Blake in the background. Flash Gordon, flick number one here on Watch This. Thanks for listening to Freeform Station, WMFO Medford.
Your lover, Barin, is harboring Gordon in Aboria, is he not?
No!
This lying is such a waste of time!
You left with a pilot and returned alone. Wasn't he Gordon in disguise? No!
Who do you imagine you're protecting? The Imperial surgeon who revived Gordon in his tomb? Another lover of yours?
Your jealousy of me has made you mad!
Seize the Imperial surgeon on suspicion of treason.
You're mad!
Prepare him for torture!
Confess, and we won't hurt you anymore. We don't like doing this at all. Never!
Bring me the boar worms.
No! Not the boar worms!
I don't know, but we'll try.
We certainly invite you all to stay.
What do you think?
I'm a New York City girl. It's a little too quiet around here for me.
Yeah, truly great. Let's move on to flick number two. It's going to be from 1990. Let's see who complains about this one. It's The Adventures of Ford Fairlane from 1990. WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
to his clients, he's the greatest.
What is it they call you? Mr. Rock and Roll Detective?
To everyone else, he's just a dick.
I'm sorry that I made you clean the toilets and the bathtubs. I mean, who did all the work in bed?
Andrew.
Ow!
Dice. Clay.
Oh!
Is Ford Fairlane.
Does that excite you?
All right. Don't take it personal. Roseanne Barr naked. Gone.
Got women to the right of me. Got women to the left of me. I got chicks all around me.
Ford Fairlane, featuring Priscilla Presley, Sheila E., Ed O'Neill, Robert Englund, Tone Loke, and Wayne Newton. Yes, Wayne Newton.
I've dedicated my life to making sure that this industry is so disgusting that we'd have to self-destruct. I even spit in the punch bowl.
We're dealing with a very sick puppy here.
But I ain't got you.
Ford Fairlane. He came from Brooklyn to save the world.
Top of the world, Ma!
Now that's rock and roll, eh?
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane start June 8th at theaters everywhere. Andrew.
Ow!
Dice. Clay.
Unbelievable.
Oh!
Rock and roll detective. Rock and roll detective. They call me Ford Fairlane, rock and roll detective. I have the power to get into the hottest clothes, the hottest dressing rooms, and the hottest chicks. Rock and roll detective. So terrifical, I even had my own toll-free number. 1-800-PERFECT. Rock and roll detective. You're a poet and didn't know it. That's what I think. Rock and roll detective.
Unbelievable.
Ford Fairlane.
Ford Fairlane.
Ford Fairlane. I could have been a rock star. If only I wasn't banned from MTV. MTV. Hey, it's a long story. Unfortunately, I can only do that once, so. Well, I also don't mean Puff the Magic Dragon, but only in the nude. It's a longer story.
Oh!
Does that excite you?
Unbelievable.
Excuse me a moment. Honey, afterwards I'll take you. I'll throw a burger down your throat. We'll have a great time.
Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood.
Excuse me a moment. Excuse me a moment. Look at those chicks, huh?
Whoa! Was my fly undone?
Look at those chicks, huh? High heels, dresses, makeup, head teased up with that attitude like, hey, treat me like the pig that I am. Pig that I am. Dealing with a very sick puppy here.
Deal
that I am.
God.
God. I hate the rich.
Guys like you do grow on trees. Here's to you, buddy.
booty time, across the USA. Booty time, booty time, hey, hey, hey. Booty time, booty time, across the USA. It's booty time, booty time, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable. I didn't think anything could cheer me up tonight, Lieutenant, but that brilliant performance. Jerk off. Booty time.
All right, flick number two is The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, Rock and Roll Detective. It came out in 1990, July 11th, 1990. I was overseas at the time, but I saw it as soon as I got home. Because in those days, overseas, it took them 3-4 months to release American motion pictures in first runs. In the background is Motley Crue. It had a great soundtrack. It was directed by Rennie Harlan, and that's the same Rennie Harlan who made movies such as The Covenant, Cliffhanger, Prison, Nightmare on Elm Street 4, Die Hard 2, Cliffhanger. I mentioned Cliffhanger. Great movie. Maybe I'll do that one another day. Exorcist the Beginning. So Rennie Harlan was the director, and of course, it starred Andrew Dice Clay, who was the number one comic at the time from 1989, 1990-ish into 91. Dice was at the top of his game at this point, and that type of humor was in. It's very, very, very much out in 2018, but it was very in 1990. It's an action comedy mystery film directed by Mr. Harlan and written by David Arnett, James Capp, and Daniel Water. And they decided to have Dice be the star. Wayne Newton's in it, Priscilla Presley, Lauren Hawley, who was Jim Carrey's girlfriend at the time, I believe. Morris Day shows up in it, Robert Englund, who was Freddy from Nightmare on Elm Street movies. And, of course, Mr. Ed O'Neill, who you could hear doing Booty Time a little while back. The music was by Yellow. We just heard Unbelievable with those clips in the background. It also has a soundtrack with Queensryche, Motley Crue, Tone Loc, Sheila E., Dion, Billy Idol with Cradle of Love, which is my favorite Billy Idol song. I love Billy Idol, but that's probably my favorite one. I always played Cradle of Love over and over again in the early 90s, as well as into the 2018s here on Watch This with Chris Earle. Critical response, it was generally negative reviews upon release. Rotten Tomatoes has a 29% rating. Roger Ebert gave the film 1 star out of 4 and called it loud, ugly, and mean-spirited. But he also said that Dice Clay had confidence and screen presence for a successful acting career if he could move beyond his shtick. Of course, Dice didn't do much after this, and then, of course, came back with the Woody Allen movie Blue Jasmine a number of years ago. I believe it was Blue Jasmine. Am I remember that? I hope I'm remembering that right. Woody Allen movie. Yeah, Blue Jasmine. He played Augie in 2013. And he, of course, he was in a bunch of other little movies here and there. But primarily we knew him from his stand-up career and his massive fall after the 1990s and the 2000s. I saw him a number of times. Very, very funny guy. I met him. Completely different than he is on stage. You can say what you will about Andrew Dice Clay. I think he's a great guy. And he was top of the world here in 1990 at Adventures of Ford Fairlane. I'm going to play a couple more songs here from this. I'll tell you a little bit more about it here on IMDb. It's a 6.3 out of 10. Again, it's a vulgar private detective hired to find a missing groupie, Zuzu Petals, I believe, and is drawn into a mystery involving a series of murders tied to the music industry. It's a lot of fun because you have this wacky group of stars in the movie, and it does have quite a few big laughs in it. So say what you will about Dice, it is a fun movie, and I hope you check it out. It's rated R, of course, for all language. It is a comedy crime mystery. It received the Raspberry Award for Worst Picture in 1990, I believe, as well. Its budget was $40 million. It only grossed $21 million, which is pretty much why Dice's career kind of stopped right there after, for the big Hollywood movies, at least. Released by 20th Century Fox, 102 minutes long. Let's listen to a couple more tunes here. And actually, let me see if there's any trivia for for Adventures of Fourlane, the Fort Fairlane, that I wanted to give to you. This is Sheila E. in the background here. On her own. Of course, she always played with Prince. Funky Attitude. Priscilla Presley's only film outside the Naked Gun trilogy. That's kind of interesting. And Rennie Harlan was hired for this movie based on his work on this film, Die Hard 2. He was hired for Adventures of Ford Fairlane. He was hired for Die Hard 2 based on Adventures of Ford Fairlane. Even though the movie was released later on that year. Does that make sense? Began filming 2 months after this completed. Yes. It was, yes. He started work on Die Hard 2 after this movie. He got the job from this movie. And they were released within 1 week of each other. That's kind of interesting. And, of course, Robert Englund and Ed O'Neill appeared on Married with Children. There's some more in here, but let's listen to a couple of tunes for sake of time. It's Flick number 2 here, Adventures of Ford Fairlane from 1990, here on Watch This with Chris Earle. That is Dion with Sea Cruise, available on the Adventures of the Adventures of Ford Fairlane soundtrack. And like I said, it's interesting how they got different rock stars and older and newer to appear in this movie. One of the things I should say, this is a neat little piece of trivia. Despite all the negative reviews in the U.S., even though it does have a 6.3 out of 10 on IMDb, which isn't that bad. It's a little better than average. In Norway and in Spain and in Hungary, it was a phenomenon because I guess they were dubbed by popular comics in Hungary and Norway and Spain especially, and it became a huge, huge hit, and I guess it became a big phenomenon during and all throughout the 1990s in Hungarian youth culture. They would do a bunch of the quotes from Dice's character and, of course, Booty Time. Anyway, it is the soundtrack to the movie The Adventures of Ford Fairlane from 1990. I'm going to play one more here for you, and then we will move on to flick number three. The soundtrack is long out of print, so if you enjoy this today, check out the movie. And like I said, put your differences aside. It is a pretty fun movie if you can get past. You know, a lot of people are just like, oh, I can't stand Dice, but whatever. It's a great movie. I enjoy it. It's a fun little comedy, and it's worth checking out. Watch this, flick number two. Here's Dice actually singing in the movie. It's I Ain't Got You, here from the Adventures of Ford Fairlane soundtrack.
I got a 65 Cadillac, bad tire on my back, charge called to go black, but I ain't got you. Left of me, I got chicks all around me, but I ain't got you. I got the tab at the liquor store, I hit the number 444. I got a mojo, don't you know? I'm all dressed up and no place to go. I got women to the left of me, I got women to the right of me, I got chicks all around me, but I ain't got you. But I ain't got you.
Flick number three from the year 2000, 18 years ago. This is a great movie, very unappreciated movie. It's Wonder Boys here on Watch This.
Now I'm expecting all hell to break loose. doing me any good. I'm in the wrong town, I should be in Hollywood. Just for a second then I thought I saw something move. Gonna take dancing lessons, do the jitterbug rag. Ain't no shortcuts, gonna dress in drag. Only a fool here would think you've got anything to prove. Lot of water under the bridge, lot of other stuff too. Don't get up, gentlemen, I'm only passing through. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. As far away from myself as I can. Some things are too hot to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You can't win with the losing hand. Feel like falling in love with the first woman I meet. Wheelbarrow and wheeling her down the